You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the major update. Adani Enterprises on Thursday recorded its fiscal first quarter profit at Rs. 1,454.50 crore, posting a growth of 115.8% in comparison to Rs. 673.93 crore during the corresponding quarter of FY24. It posted revenue from operations at Rs. 25,472.40 crore, up 12.5% as against Rs. 22,644.47 crore reported during the same period of previous fiscal year, driven by strong operational performance by ANIL ecosystem and airports. The company EBITDA stood at Rs. 3,705 crore, up 47% on year. Gautam Adani, chairman, Adani Group, said that Adani Enterprises Limited, AEL, is further expanding its position as India's leading business incubator and a global model in infrastructure development. Moving on, BrainBees Solution, which operates the omnichannel kidswear brand FirstCry, has announced a price band of Rs. 440 to 465 per share for its initial public offering IPO. The issue will open on August 6th, with anchor bidding commencing on August 5th. The IPO will close on August 8th. The allotment basis will be determined on August 9th, with refunds and shares credited to account on August 12th. The firm is set to list on August 13th. The IPO consists of a fresh issue worth Rs. 1,666 crore. At the upper price band, the offer for sale, OFS, is valued at Rs. 2,527.72 crore. In other news, income tax return revision after ITR filing. What happens when you notice a wrong entry or any other discrepancies in your filed income tax return? How can you revise your ITR after receiving a notice from the Income Tax Department? ITR filing deadline was not extended beyond July 31st, despite calls from taxpayers and tax professionals who cited technical glitches on the e-filing portal as the main reason behind the demand to stretch out the due date to submit income tax returns. According to the Income Tax Department website, about 7.29 crore income tax returns, ITRs, have been filed for the assessment year 2024-25, of which 6.16 crore returns are verified. The IT department has so far processed 2.69 crore ITRs, official data showed. Meanwhile, Emami Limited on Thursday released its quarter earnings for the first quarter of FY25. It posted profit during the period at Rs. 152.64 crore, up 10.8% in comparison to Rs. 137.72 crore during the same period of last year. It recorded revenue from operations at Rs. 906.07 crore, up 9.7% as against Rs. 825.66 crore recorded during the June quarter of FY24. The company EBITDA stood at Rs. 216.5 crore, up 14% year-on-year. Modern trade, e-commerce and institutional channels continued to post strong growth, while general trade also rebounded to positive territory, it said in a regulatory filing. While the domestic businesses of the company grew by 10%, with a volume growth of 8.7%. Up next, India's major cities, including Delhi, Mumbai, Pune, Hyderabad, Kolkata, Gurugram and Noida, have recorded sustained growth in rental yields during the Q2 2024. Rents increased by 2.6% Q-on-Q and 14.6% year-on-year across the nation's 13 key cities to an average of Rs. 33.3 PSF per month, according to Magic Bricks flagship rental update, April to June 2024. As per the report, Navi Mumbai, Hyderabad and Ahmedabad experienced the most significant rise in average rents, with Navi Mumbai seeing an increase from Rs. 28.99 PSF per month in Q1 2024 to Rs. 30.78 PSF per month in Q2 2024, 6.2% Q-on-Q. Similarly, Hyderabad's average rents increased from Rs. 22.01 PSF to Rs. 22.93 PSF per month, 4.2% Q-on-Q. Moving ahead, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ramamohan Naidu has said that 12 more airports in India are ready to implement the DigiYatra facility. As of now, there are 15 airports in the country that have the facility for seamless and contactless movement of passengers. The minister told the Lok Sabha that 12 more airports are ready for the implementation, with 11 preparing to have the facility. Based on facial recognition technology, FRT, DigiYatra enables contactless and seamless movement of passengers at various airport checkpoints in India. According to Naidu, the DigiYatra app has been downloaded by over 4.3 million users, and the expansion of this facility will be carried out in phases. Lastly, let's take a look at how the stocks performed today. The benchmark equity indices ended Tuesday's trading session in the positive territory. The NSE Nifty 50 gained 59.75 points or 0.24% to settle at 25,010.90, while the BSE Sensex jumped 126.20 points or 0.15% to 81,867.55. The broader indices ended in the mixed territory, with gain led by large cap and mid cap stocks. Bank Nifty Index ended higher by just 10.60 points or 0.02% to settle at 51,564. Energy and FMCG stocks outperformed among other sectoral indices, while media and realty stocks shed. Power Grid Corp, Coal India, ONGC, Dr. Reddy's Lab and Shriram Finance are the top gainers on NSE Nifty 50 Index, whereas the top laggards include Mahindra & Mahindra, Tata Steel and Bajaj Finserv. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by The Indian Express and The Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest news from The Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.